If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Eduardo Molina grew up in Chile, where tea is popular. He worked for several years in hospitality at major hotels in Santiago and with Crystal South America Cruises. He attended Chinese Culture University in Taiwan and holds a degree in Asian Studies from Humboldt University, Berlin. Work in tea includes founding the first tea school in Chile in 2013 and co-founding the Chilean Tea Academy in 2016. Eduardo joined Paper and Tea Retail in 2018 and worked there for 5 years as head of tea experience. I hear you just booked your first sales, Eduardo. Congratulations on launching Edward Tea, and thank you for joining us on this special day. I'm interested in your tea journey. Will you describe the steps in your career that led you to start a tea company?
I started with tea very young. I've been drinking tea all my life. I come from Chile, the biggest tea drinking country in America. So we are big tea drinkers. I grew up drinking tea, but it wasn't until I was around 21 that I discovered specialty tea, high quality tea, different regions, different types, beyond the classic tea bag that we were enjoying in Chile. Since I discovered tea, I just wanted to know it all. I'm still trying to know everything. I think I will never manage to do so. And that's what keeps tea so interesting, because there is always something new to learn. My first contact with tea first was working in hospitality. So I started working at the Hotel Ritz-Carlton in Chile, in Santiago. That was kind of like my hospitality school. And my first contact with tea, with afternoon tea, doing the service of afternoon tea, pairing with pastries, with finger food, and so on. So my first approach was through hospitality. I worked in a couple of other hotels. I worked also in a cruise line for a couple of years also. And eventually I decided tea was my path. I started taking tea courses wherever I could. So I was in Argentina, in Ecole du Thé in Paris. I was part of the first generation from the World Tea Academy. So I was one of the first tea specialists. And eventually I also started to travel to Asia to learn about tea in its origin, visiting China, Japan, so all the typical countries. Traveling is one of the best ways you actually have to learn about tea by living it, by experiencing, but meeting people, listening from firsthand. And eventually I ended up in retail, tea retail, which is what gave me the tools beyond tea knowledge to have kind of like a business approach to what I want to do with tea, how I want tea, or how I think tea should be commercialized or presented. Ended up here in Berlin 8 years ago, joining another tea company, Paper and Tea. And also that gave me a completely different approach. My first experience was in South America, in a tea drinking country. My second experience is in Europe. It's a whole different market. Germany, a country that is starting to drink more tea, but doesn't have a super strong tea tradition. Or like Camellia sinensis tradition, a lot of herbals, a lot of fruit blends. But so it's a different market, which is also very nice to discover how can you approach different customers, in a way. So basically, that's kind of like at the beginning, I focused a lot in learning about tea. And eventually, my working experience brought me to think tea in a more business way, which I'm super thankful, because otherwise I don't think I would have made a decision to start something on my own. I think this might actually work, because I've seen things in the past that worked, that people connected with, that people engaged. And I think that should be the way I should focus my these Enterprise.
One thing I wanted to discuss with you is why Edward the T is named after you. I mean, it's personal. You see the brand as a personal statement.
My vision has not always been super accepted, but for me has always been very important, transparency. We are trying to be a bridge that wants to connect the tea makers with the tea drinkers. And I want people to be aware where the tea is coming from, who's making the tea, and what's their story. Why do they do what they do, and how do they do it? That's kind of like my whole vision is to transparency. I want to tell the story of the teas to do that. One is I need time to talk about the teas. And second is, in order to have time, I need to have few teas. Yeah. I cannot have 100 tea assortment. I cannot have a 200, 300, because otherwise I cannot give the attention that each tea needs. And I cannot tell the story because it's too many teas. So what we came up with is a collection. So for us, we have, what we're planning is 4 launches a year. So launches are very seasonal. So we launch a collection every 3 months, and that collection focuses on one specific region. We want to tell people, we want to tell tea drinkers, we want to tell new tea drinkers, the story of one specific region. I want them to learn what kind of people live there, how does the region look like, what languages they speak, what food they eat. I want them to have a good idea of where these teas are coming from and who made them. So we have 3 months. Our marketing is based in social media. Like nowadays, that's one of the best platforms of social media, newsletters. That's kind of like our approach to tell the story of these 5 teas within 3 months. Yeah. So going from the region itself and going down in subregions and eventually into each producer and what's special about each tea. So 3 months to talk about 5 teas. In this case, we are starting with Himalaya. That's our first region. And we're bringing 5 teas from 3 subregions. So we have Eastern Nepal there. We have Darjeeling, and we also have Sikkim. Yeah. So it's these 3, and we want to tell those 3 stories. So that's kind of like my vision. Few teas, long explanations, and also very important in a very visual way. One of our team members, she's a videographer. So we're really focusing in telling the story through video materials, through picture, to make it as attractive as possible, because we want to capture, and we want to captivate not just people that enjoy drinking tea. We want to make people curious about tea, even if they don't drink it. We want to awaken that curiosity and say, like, hey, what is that? Oh, it looks beautiful. What such a nice landscape. I want to drink that tea.
Camellia sinensis is the main category, right, as opposed to herbal teas. Describe your focus, explaining what all of the collections have in common.
I'm a Camellia sinensis drinker. I have to recognize, but I don't, I would say I'm not close to only have Camellia sinensis. I think there are some regions in the world that are fascinating. I couldn't see if I wanted to represent Africa in a way, skipping South Africa with rooibos or honeybush and with the herbals they have. I mean, or some regions with their spices. I think it's a matter I will be looking into region by region case. Also because tea drinkers in general, and especially in the German market, there is a big interest in herbals or in non-caffeinated options. So probably within the collections, there might also be like the herbal variety and plus for teas. It will always be more tea than herbals, but there will be, every once in a while, there will be a surprise for those non-caffeinated.
When sourcing, do you consider plant diversity, the effects of monoculture, living wages, the benefits of intercropping, and sustainable and regenerative agricultural practices?
Well, first, regarding diversity in production, I think that's a super interesting topic. I think exactly as you're saying, producers need to diversify the crops that they are producing. I'm already tasting teas for October, and we are considering blends, but blends that are I don't want to make blends. Now, what I want is I want to bring teas that might be blended with ingredients that come from a specific place, yeah, that can showcase what they can do, not just in terms of tea, but what other products they can combine tea with. So we're planning to have blends. In the first collection is only pure teas, but for the rest of the year, we already have two blends that have ingredients. It's tea blended with ingredients that are typical from the regions. So I think that point is extremely important. I think also for a more sustainable production, the introduction of other kinds of crops, as you were saying, the tea production can only benefit from it. Also in terms of aromas and flavors, how the plant developed itself, how the tea varieties that actually come based on my experience, these are coming from more diverse environments, usually offer a bigger complexity in terms of aromas and flavors. So that's absolutely something that fascinates me. And that's something that I was also able to see in the Himalaya.
What is Edward's unique sales proposition?
Well, first of all, I like to think of our assortment as a mindful assortment. Yeah, we only have a small selection. We want people to, just as like us, we want people to focus just in these 5 teas for a moment. It's like, let's take the time to understand what's happening here. And we want to be in a way kind of like a curated selection. So people don't have to go into, I have to look for something. What is it that I might find that I might like? We have our selected for you. Here are 5 teas, they are all very different between them. Although they come from the same region, of course, we can find some things in common, but we try to choose 5 teas that are complement each other within the collection, going from light to more intense, and so on. What we launched today was what we call our early bird. So we're still working on the website and the product description of each tea. So at the moment, people can just access the whole collection. Yeah. Eventually, we will have each tea, and within each tea, there will be a page with a lot of picture material and video taken by us, not getting sent from the producer or not buying it in another platform. There is a QR code in each packaging that takes you to each tea's page where you can read more about the tea. We're also hosting an online tasting, so people can scan a QR code and subscribe to the specific tasting that fits their schedule. I want it to become like kind of like a moment where people can get together with friends or family.
How will you measure success?
There is always a chance that this might fail, but I feel super positive, super optimistic. I've been able to build a team of people that are really good in your field, people that have worked with me before, so we know how to work together.
Yeah.
And that has made it very easy for us to get to this point that within 3 months we were able to build this, because there was a lot of things that needed no explanation. We all were in the same frequency and we knew what was supposed to be done, how we wanted to do it. So I think that's very important, like to have a strong team behind you. It doesn't guarantee success.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint. Batteries. Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.